This is the Dave Smith Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Dave Smith.
You know, what do you do for energy? Well, you grab an energy drink, right? Well, now you can do the same for sleep with Psalm Sleep. Just drink a small can right before you're ready to go to sleep. Psalm Sleep is now available at your local Walmart or online at www.getsalm.com. And here's the best thing. Use the code RADIO for 15% off your first purchase of Psalm Sleep online at getsalm.com. And you're talking to a guy right here who tosses and turns my whole life, 3-4 hours to get to sleep. Frustrating. 15 minutes tops now with Psalm Sleep. Fantastic stuff. GetSalm.com. Go to your local Walmart, or even better, get to the website. Type in the code RADIO for 15% off your first purchase. It's Dave Smith and the Dave Smith Show here at SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com. On again tomorrow night, same time, same channel, SB Nation Radio, 6 to 10 Pacific, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast time. Boy, I love talking about the National Basketball Association. And I'm telling you, this next season could be the best season of my lifetime. As far as maybe not any super dominant all-time great teams, but there are more teams now next year with a chance to win the NBA championship. And more of the talent spread around and more wide open than I can ever remember. And without question, this is the best summer, the best offseason I think we've ever had, with all the huge names in the news and trading teams and switching teams, excuse me. And the NBA now has become, I think, to the NFL and past the NFL now when it comes to being a 24/7, 365-day-a-year league. Incredible. Incredible, the interest now. So let's get out to the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Out to Progressive Home Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. Actor, speaker, voiceover actor as well, but of course, most importantly, an NBA expert from BillHarenda.com. It is the great Bill Herenda. What's up, Bill? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Dave, it's great to be with you. And who can sleep with everything going on in this league? And you know, listen, the only people that sleep like babies are the coaches. They wake up and cry every 2 hours with the roster turnover, trade demands. And I'll tell you, it has been an amazing free agent frenzy. What a summer.
Oh, unbelievable. So now the first question everybody's asking is about Russell Westbrook and James Harden's ability to sacrifice, be unselfish, and play together, and whether this thing will work.
Dave, here's my take. A lot of time is going to be spent talking about these guys reuniting and coexisting on the offensive end of the floor. However, the bigger issue to me is with the Houston Rockets. It plagued them last season. They fell out of the top 10 in defensive rating. They were in the top 10 the previous season. Of course, they had injuries early. But from that standpoint, this is where the focus should be. I'm certain it will be there for Mike D'Antoni and Elston Turner and the staff. Remember, we have had only two NBA champions outside of the top 10 in defensive rating since the year 2000, most recently the Warriors, the year before this past season, 11th, just out of the top 10. So I think there it boils down to UD Brown when he was coaching. Chemistry and accountability, those are the two questions that will be posed to the Houston Rockets, the Los Angeles Lakers, the LA Clippers, the whole mercurial topsy-turvy NBA. I think they will coexist. I really do. I think this trade is going to work out well for Houston. But again, I think the attention should be on the defensive end of the floor.
You know, it's interesting. You know, when AD demanded that trade from the Pelicans, it looked like it was all over for them. Boy, this is going to be some tough times. They're going to lose their best player. They were in the middle of a 33-win season. But since that time, Bill, since they made the David Griffin hiring, I thought they pulled off. They made about as good a trade as you possibly could when AD went away. They hired the Phoenix Suns training staff, which is the best in the NBA. They just hired Bezdelic to be their defensive coordinator, the guy who did a great job with the Houston Rockets, and I think had a very good draft. And Zion's coming in. Boy, it's amazing how quick they've turned this around, and I think they're a playoff team next year.
You know what, they certainly could. And I've written about this on the eponymous webpage at BillHarenda.com, that certainly should be the expectation for New Orleans. Anything short of that is you know, silly. I mean, they definitely should be and have the playoffs as a goal and have their sights set there. And, you know, I've tweeted this from time to time, you know, basketball ain't that easy, but it ain't that hard. And also, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but it got built. So you certainly have to like what David Griffin has done in New Orleans. Trajan Langdon, Swin Cash, the team that he's assembling in the front office as well as on the floor. J.J. Redick, I thought, was a great signing for them. And acquiring the assets, of course, in the Lakers deal and draft picks and what have you. Derek Favors, you know, we could go on. But I do think that, it's an opportunity for New Orleans to turn this thing around in a relative hurry. And remember, it was 2 years ago that they swept the Portland Trailblazers, right? And they were the fastest team in the NBA pace-wise after DeMarcus Cousins got injured. They were still top 10 in pace when they had Cousins on the floor. So, again, this is a scenario, not quite the Clippers, you know, where they're reloading, not rebuilding, but I think this is a quick turnaround for New Orleans. I concur with you that they should be in the playoff discussion.
See, that's a very good point about making the playoffs the year before last and sweeping Portland in the first round. That was with Rondo and AD and Boogie. Now those three are with the Lakers, and you add LeBron to that mix. So now how far can this team go?
You know, I have this feeling. I'll read to you my top eight Western Conference playoff teams. I did this before the Chris Paul scenario and trade with Russell Westbrook. I had the Clippers, Denver, Portland, Lakers, Utah, Houston, Golden State, and Dallas. I feel like the entire country, if not the entire world, after your bracket gets blown up, after that trade, I was like, just rip this up. But I do believe that it should propel Houston a little bit higher. But again, I think, you know, when you talk about the Lakers, I really like the moves that they have made this offseason. Of course, not acquiring Kawhi Leonard, that would have been, obviously the creme de la creme, if you will. But I really like, you know, the Danny Green, the Avery Bradley signings. You know, you've got the basket protector in JaVale McGee. DeMarcus Cousins is certainly worth a flyer at that price. Hopefully he'll be healthy. We all admired his tenacity to get back on the floor. So Los Angeles will be very interesting with Frank Vogel and you know, a new coaching staff with Jason Kidd and as well as, the rest of that staff, Lionel Hollins et al. So it'll be very interesting. But I think, Dave, you know, a lot of these things, you can look at it, we can forecast, prognosticate, we can have fun with it. But until you see what you have on the floor, it's difficult to really forecast and predict. Accountability, chemistry, and, of course, injuries always play a factor.
Boy, if the Lakers had signed Kawhi, I think, boy, those three up front with Dave Smith and Bill Herenda in the backcourt would have won the championship.
Well, listen, Dave, I think if you put the two of us on the floor with any other three, we're in the playoff mix. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more. Bill Herenda from Bill Herenda. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead and finish.
But it is true. That would have been quite the triumvirate for the Lakers. But, of course, Jerry West, Lawrence Frank, Doc Rivers, Michael Winger getting it done in a big way.
Bill Herenda joining Dave Smith here at SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. BillHerenda.com is the site and expert on all things National Basketball Association and college basketball. All right, now we're hearing, I don't think anybody expects CP3 to be playing for the Thunder next year, but we're hearing Miami might have cooled a little bit on him at 34 years old and $124 million with his contract. You'd think, obviously, Goran Dragic and that expiring $20 million plus other parts might get it done, but now I'm reading Miami might want some of those Oklahoma City number one picks that they've acquired as well to take on CP3's contract. So you do that if you're the Thunder?
You know, I think you probably do. And you know, this is interesting. I'll read this to you, and the intelligentsia that is your audience will probably know. There may be one or two laggards who will not know. But this is the mission statement of an NBA team. We are the hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest, meanest, nastiest team in the NBA. The Miami Heat. So initially, I thought.
That sounds like Riley.
Course,
yeah.
Right, exactly, Dave. So, you know, I'm not a capologist, but of course, on paper, I thought, wow, this would be a great fit for Russell Westbrook. But of course, you know, difficult to get that trade done. But I think, you know, now you've got the opportunity to take a deep breath, take a look around, see what assets you have. And remember, there are only four ways to get better in the league. Okay, you can only do it via trades, free agency, the draft, and skill development. So now, one of the things that we probably have learned is you just never know what to expect in this league, right? It just keeps spinning. So at this point, nothing would surprise me.
You know, you look at this Boston Celtics team, Bill. You know, Kemba's not quite as good a player as Kyrie Irving physically, but I think he might be a better fit there in the locker room and on the court with his teammates. I think Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum would be better playing with Kemba than they were with Kyrie, but I think what people are forgetting, Gordon Hayward, I think, Bill, I'd love to get your opinion on this. I think he'll be back at an all-star level next year because Paul George had the same type of injury, and he said it took him 2 years to come back all the way. So I think Hayward will be good next year.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I agree. And it took him a while to reacclimate himself. And, you know, there are reports, of course, that Jackie McMullen, I believe of ESPN, reported that that was part of the consternation in Boston in that Hayward was getting minutes that other guys thought that they deserved, you know, namely what Terry Rozier, who's moved on. But I do like the Celtics core, and I think, you know, losing Al Horford, of course, is a big loss defensively. Cantor's not really known as a strong defensive player, so you know you expect to see a lot of pick and rolls being you know directed at Cantor defensively. You know, listen, I had Carson Edwards, I had Purdue in Indiana on a national radio broadcast a couple of years ago, and I really like his game. And they seem to get, you know, deeper, the Celtics, with Danny Ainge managing their assets. So I agree. I expect a bounce back in Beantown this season.
Now, you're from New Jersey, Bill, so let me ask you this question. I did a little math today, and it said the average timeout for an NBA player when they have an Achilles rupture or tear is 280 days. And if you do the math, that would put Kevin Durant back on the court with about 12 games to go next year with the Nets. Would they ever risk that, even if he's medically cleared? And now, if he's ready to go for the playoffs, that might change their whole season around. But you think the organization would ever risk that?
Well, that's a terrific question. And I think that they likely would. From the standpoint that if you have that average, I commend you for that research. If he is able to come back and he is well physically and he feels like he is and the medical staff clears him, you know, why not? I know it's a big risk, and we saw that play out this past playoff playoff season. But I would say, you know, why not? And listen, you know, Brooklyn to me, along with the Clippers, you know, one of the great nascent stories developing that winning culture. And I think that free agency brought that to light where we saw guys sign there. But directly answering your question, maybe it's the jersey in me, but I think if you feel like you can go and you're healthy and the doctors have cleared you, why not get after it those last 12 games and get ready for the playoffs? That would be quite a story.
And me being – and you're living out here in L.A. now, right, right, Bill?
This is correct, Dave.
Yeah, oh, all right.
So a transplant out here, jack of all trades, master of none. I spent a season as the Sacramento Kings insider on NBC
yep.
Sports Bay Area, a bunch of college games, and a bunch of NBA contributing work. So a little bit of acting. As you said in the intro, just a little bit of everything, a little
yep.
bit of a hodgepodge.
So it's going to be exciting. The Lakers and Clippers, arguably the two best teams in the league next year in the same building. Who do you think is the better team right now, now that we have all – I know Iggy's still out there and maybe a Korver, but right now who's the best team, the Lakers or the Clippers?
You know, I think the Clippers, you know, and I get back to the defensive drum that I keep pounding. You know, the Clippers were almost in the bottom third of the league defensively last year, the plucky Clippers who pushed Golden State to six games. And I think when you acquire two players like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, nine combined NBA all-defensive teams, and, you know, we all know about Kawhi, he's got more, you know, steals than personal fouls. I think there, you know, I would just have to lean towards the Clippers. And I think the success that they had last year, the returning guys and Patrick Beverley and Lou Williams, not to mention Montrezl Harrell, I just would give them the nod. But, of course, as things progress and change, and there's a congealing of the roster with the Lakers, who knows? But right now, I would definitely go Clippers.
Great stuff, Bill. Got to have you on again soon. You got to be a regular here talking NBA.
Absolutely. Sometimes I make coffee nervous. So late night, early morning, you call me, I answer.
I'll do it. All right, thanks, Bill. Great meeting you.
Absolutely, Dave. My pleasure.
There he goes, Bill Herenda. H-E-R-E-N-D-A. BillHerenda.com is the website. Actor, voiceover guy, NBA guy. It's Dave Smith here at ESPN Nation Radio and ESPNNationRadio.com.